Hi, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk about why relying on a single source of leads for your law firm is a very bad idea, especially if it's relying on your website to get you traffic from Google search. Now, I'll talk about Google first. As you know, Google seems to be a fickle beast that's always changing the way it ranks websites. You know, who's going to be on top, who's going to be next, who's going to be off the first page and on page 500. Now, why do they do this? Do they do this to be jerks and to hurt you? No. Google is in an arms race, a continual arms race against spammers who want to get their way to the top of Google without having earned it. And Google is the gatekeeper to hundreds of billions in commerce, maybe even more. I don't know. You know, imagine if you're a divorce lawyer in Seattle and you're number one for all the keywords that you think are important, you know, Seattle divorce lawyer, Seattle, etc. You're number one in maps listings. I mean, you're everywhere. You'd probably get a lot more business than someone that's not showing up on those pages. Okay. So essentially, Google there is responsible for a lot of money to your practice. Could be 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a month. So there's a lot of competition to get on the top of Google for different searches. Imagine if you sold diamond engagement rings and you were number one for all those keywords nationwide. You'd probably be making millions, and the person that's even one spot below you or at the bottom of that page would be making a hundredth of what you make because of their positioning. So when all this money and this commerce is at stake, you got to set up a very sophisticated way that's merit-based as much as possible to make sure who gets to the top is not only good for your clients, and Google's clients are searchers like you and me and the public, but that blocks out spammers and bad actors that try to get there. So if you think about that, Google has to always make updates, right? And even though you may be doing the right thing, or you think you may be doing the right thing, a Google update could wipe out your site. And I get calls like this all the time from attorneys. You know, hey, last year things were going great. This year we're down 50%. Or we hired this SEO company and they did this, that, and the other. And now the phones went dead and the website's not working at all. Help, what do we do? It's not easy to undo penalties and problems once they're done. And with all the uncertainty based around how does Google actually show your site versus someone else as the top ranking site, you're playing a dangerous game. And if this is the only way you get traffic and you wake up and you have no traffic, very soon you're going to freak out. Even existing clients, you're not going to be able to service them well because in the back of your mind, you're going to be just freaking out, not sleeping at night, saying, what the hell are we going to do? So anytime you do marketing for your firm, you want to have a stable base. You know, imagine sitting on a stool with one leg. You know, the wind blows, you fall over. Okay? So you want to have a stool or a platform with multiple legs. So here's some of the ways that I know of that law firms can market themselves so they're not dependent on any one source of traffic. Newsletters to past clients to stimulate referral. Pay-per-click through Google, Yahoo, or Bing, and Bing. SEO on Google and a little bit on Yahoo and Bing. Buying leads from online lead providers. Speaking at local groups, church groups, or interfacing with other attorneys that don't do your area of law and setting up a referral network. There's direct mail for auto accident people, criminal defense, DUI, even divorce in some cases. There's many, many ways to market your firm. Facebook is now up and coming. It's starting to work for some firms to get leads. But you don't want to do just one thing. And even when you do one thing, you got to have the proper expectation. It's rare a website will get you 20 cases a month, okay? So a real healthy practice, the healthiest practices I see, we'll be doing 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 10 different things. Some of the best practices I know, they're doing radio, they're doing SEO, pay-per-click, they have direct mail, they have a newsletter, they have all this stuff going. So what happens if the state bar says, oh, you can't do direct mail anymore? Well, you got one of your legs kicked out from under you, but you still have all these other ones working for you. And let's say you have 5 channels and each one's getting you 4 clients a month. That's 20 clients a month, very healthy practice, lots of money. You lose one of them, you lose about 20% of your business. If you're reliant solely on Google and your website because you think people only go online nowadays, which is not True, they're all over the place in different spots. And you lose that, you're dead. You got nothing, you know, and you're very quickly going to die. So I'd recommend start with one or two marketing areas if you're not doing anything at all. Test them, track them, make sure they're getting you an ROI and making you money. Even if they're expensive, don't get rid of them. Now look into other marketing avenues and add them into the stew, add them into the soup. Even if it gets you one extra client a month or two extra clients a month, keep adding. Keep making this platform more and more stable, and you can't go wrong, and you can't be pushed off that platform, and you'll have a successful law practice. So if you want to learn more about the different marketing methods available to you, including SEO, amongst other things, contact speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594. Take care.